This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Four of the world's most prominent health, trade, and financial organizations on Saturday implored COVID-19 vaccine manufacturers to make more doses for poorer countries and make it a priority to combat the, quote, acute and alarming shortage. A joint statement by the heads of the World Health Organization, World Trade Organization, International Monetary Fund, and World Bank also said countries which have progressed far in vaccinated against the disease should release doses in favor of less fortunate nations. The leaders said vaccine delivery contracts for poorer nations were being delayed, with less than 5% of purchased doses have been delivered. They are calling on governments to reduce or eliminate barriers to the export of vaccines and all materials involved in producing them, and claim there is an urgent need to tackle supply chain bottlenecks. In countries deemed as high income by the World Bank, 98 doses per 100 people have been injected. That figure drops to 2 per 100 in the lowest 29 income countries. The U.S. military said Saturday the United States Navy is assisting an Israeli-managed oil tanker that was fatally attacked on Thursday off the coast of Oman, adding the ship was likely hit by a drone strike. The vessel is currently being escorted by the aircraft carrier USS Ronald Reagan, according to U.S. Central Command. Israel's foreign minister blamed Iran on Friday for the attack, which killed two crewmen, a British and a Romanian. U.S. and European sources familiar with intelligence reporting said on Friday Iran was their leading suspect for the incident, which a U.S. defense official said appeared to have been carried out by a drone, but stressed their governments were seeking conclusive evidence. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Olympics host city Tokyo, as well as Thailand and Malaysia, announced a record number of COVID-19 infections on Saturday, mostly driven by the highly transmissible Delta variant of the disease. Cases surged in Sydney, Australia as well, where police closed off the central business district to prevent protest of a strict lockdown that will last until the end of August. Police closed train stations, banned taxis from dropping passengers off downtown, and deployed 1,000 officers at checkpoints and dispersed groups. Meanwhile, Tokyo's metropolitan government announced a record 4,058 infections in the past 24 hours, a number topping 4,000 for the first time in the pandemic. Olympic organizers reported 21 new COVID-19 cases related to the Games, bringing the total to 241 since July 1st. Tokyo's record comes a day after Japan extended its state of emergency for the city to the end of August, expanding it to three areas near Tokyo and in Osaka, considering the recent spike in infections. Malaysia, one of the hotspots of the disease, reported nearly 18,000 coronavirus cases on Saturday, a record number of infections. More than 100 people gathered in the center of the capital, Kuala Lumpur, expressing dissatisfaction with the government's handling of the pandemic and calling on the prime minister to quit. COVID-19 infections have increased by 80% over the past 4 weeks in most regions of the world, according to World Health Organization Director Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control said the variant, first detected in India and now dominant across the globe, is as contagious as chickenpox and far more contagious than the common cold or flu. It can be passed on even by vaccinated people and may cause more serious disease than earlier coronavirus strains. France is bracing for more protests on Saturday against the upcoming special virus passes that will be needed to enter restaurants. Some 3,000 security forces deployed around the French capital for a third Saturday of protest. Legislators have passed a virus bill requiring the pass in most places as of August 9th. As virus infections are spiking and hospitalizations are rising. Polls show a majority of French support the pass, but some are opposed. It requires vaccinations or a quick negative test or proof of a recent recovery from COVID-19, and mandates vaccinations for all healthcare workers by mid-September. Participants in two previous weekend protests included far-right activists and die-hard yellow vest protesters and others who believe the health pass limits their freedom. Water cannons and tear gas were used the past few weekends. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.